Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Francesca from INS Law, relating your Scottish Redress Scheme application.
Thanks, Francesca. Please stay on the line.
Hello.
Hi there, is that Mr. Viola?
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Francesca, calling from INS Law, in relation to your Scottish Redress Scheme application. Is now a good time to speak?
Yeah, I was just turning the TV down here.
No worries.
Yeah.
So before we begin, I just need to confirm details for data protection purposes.
Yeah.
So I have you down as Mr. Raphael Viola, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. And telephone number 07449 449 97913.
Yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. And your email address is violaraphael1@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. Would I be able to take your date of birth, please?
It's the 21st of the 7th, 1959.
21st of the 7th.
Yeah, 1959.
Perfect. And your home address?
101 Braystone Road.
How are you spelling that? Sorry.
B-R-O-S-T-O-N-E. Braystone.
Yeah, Braystone Road.
Nuneaton.
And your postcode?
CV11, Charlie Victor 11, for Quebec, Sugar.
Perfect. 2 seconds, just popping in the system. And did you have a preferred name?
It's just Raph or Raphael.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
So all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes as well?
Yeah.
2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So did you have any preference of communication? So email, phone call, post, text?
Emails and phone calls, or letters.
Yeah.
Not
no worries.
Yeah.
And I have to ask as well, are there any terminal illnesses?
I'm not terminal, but I've had a triple bypass. I'm waiting for open heart surgery again. I'm in a wheelchair, I need to hip replacement, spinal operation, got angina.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of health issues, serious
okay.
health issues.
No worries, I'll pop that on for you.
Yeah.
And did you want to add a beneficiary? So if anything was to happen to you, then there'd be someone else.
My daughter, Kayleigh Jane.
And how are you spelling that?
I don't know. Is it K-I-E-G-H-L-E-Y?
Yeah, and surname?
Summers.
Summers. Yep. And date of birth?
I don't know. I can't remember. September. I'm not too sure.
That's okay. I can put an estimate down and then I can always change it if you...
Yeah. I think it's the 14th of September, 1994.
1994. They asked for email and telephone number as well. Did you know either of those?
Pardon?
Did you know the email address or telephone number?
No, I'm sorry.
Or the address line?
I don't know. She's my daughter. She don't live here.
But did you have a postcode or anything?
I'm sorry. Coventry, Caresley.
What was that, sorry?
Coventry.
Coventry.
Yeah, okay. So I don't know. Sorry.
No worries. Give me 2 seconds, just having a problem on the system. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the discussion. Experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during this call. If you need a break, further explanation, support, or you prefer to continue at another time, just let me know. Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you should make us aware of?
No, I'm okay.
No? No worries. So the purpose of the call today is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme, explain your options, explain how INS law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather information to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Yeah.
And so did you understand all of that, or did you have any questions?
No, I've got no questions.
Perfect. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to 1st of December 2004. So is it important that you understand all your available options before deciding whether to instruct this?
Mm.
So there's two options. So you are entitled to either apply directly to the scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the government legal fee scheme. So they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether if you're successful or not. Whereas with us, so INS law, we do not operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, so we would not be paid by the government for assisting you. So would you be able to confirm that you've not instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation or applied by yourself?
I was got a phone call a few weeks back, last month, saying they want to deal with my case, my complaint against the... not with Scott, sorry, that was a different one, because I was in care homes in England.
Ah, no worries.
So
you haven't applied for anything regarding
No, not for Scottish.
So just to double check, so you understand that you can apply without a solicitor. The government-funded legal option exists. We do not operate under that scheme, so we are the conditional fee agreement. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. This means if your application is unsuccessful, you'll pay nothing, and if you withdraw, there's no fee either. But if you are successful, so you'd receive the redress payment, our fees would consist of a basic charge based on the time spent and a success fee. So the total fee, including the VAT, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payments. You'll never pay more than that agreed cap. So do you have any questions so far?
That seems all right to me.
So it's important as well that I make clear. So we cannot guarantee that it will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award. So they operate on a discretionary basis. So I can explain in greater detail during the call. No worries. So if instructed, so we can assist with whether you'll be eligible to apply, gathering and reviewing evidence, preparing and submitting the application, corresponding with the redress scheme, advising on any offers made and explaining the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and any assistance with any reconsideration or review within the scheme. And so with the statutory waiver, so if a redress offer is made, we'll fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. It's important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. You're never expected to accept any offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Well, that won't affect me for because, as I said, I was in children's homes in England. It's got nothing to do with England, has it?
Sorry?
I was in children's homes in England. That won't affect it because I'm trying to pursue a claim for the children's homes that I was in England as well.
So you were in homes in Scotland as well?
Yeah, Scotland and in England.
Yeah, so this one is just for the ones in Scotland.
Oh, yeah, so it's got nothing to do with the English one?
No.
Okay, that's okay.
No worries. So you also have the right to cancel. So if you decide to proceed with us, you'll have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. You can cancel within any period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us so we can start working on your case immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to start the work immediately?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Perfect. So following this phone call, we will require proof of identity for verification purposes, but I'll send an email and a message following up regarding that.
Another thing is, what's happened is I've got in contact with the Scottish Redress and they've sent me an application leaflet out. Could you do that for me?
Yes, I don't know how to do it right now. Yeah, no. So if you choose to instruct us with your application, so instead of you doing all that by yourself, we do it for you.
Oh, so we take
initial statements, and then there'll be further ones down the line, but we submit everything. We get all the evidence for you. Everything's done. So you don't have to do it by yourself.
Ah, that's great. Cheers. Because they were going to appoint somebody to help me fill it in.
So we sort all that out for you.
Ah, that's great. Thank you.
Let me take some more information from you.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you applied to the advance payment scheme?
No.
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 Were you known by a different name by the one you are now for when you were in care?
No.
No? And have you legally changed your name at any time?
Pardon?
Have you legally changed your name at any
time? No.
All right. So there was there a name before you were in care?
No.
No? Are you able to provide your mother's name?
Maria. Maria Viola.
Maria. And father's?
Alexander.
Alexander. Is that D-E-R? On the end.
I think so. Alexander, yeah.
Same surname?
Viola, yeah.
Yeah. And you were at your GP surgery while you were in care?
I think it happened when I was about between 5 and 7, or 4 and 7, 5 and 7, I think. So I can't really remember.
Yeah,
I know it was in Glasgow.
What's
his name? Dr. Savage. Dr. Savage, he was my doctor at the time, I think.
How are you spelling that, sorry?
Savage, I don't know. S-A-V-A-G-E.
Yeah, no worries. I can have a look into that for you.
Yeah.
Maryhill,
Glasgow.
Maryhill.
Yeah, Maryhill, Glasgow.
Maryhill, no worries. And do you know your address prior to care?
What, in Glasgow?
Yeah.
It is 100 Rockall Street. I don't know how to spell it. It's R-U-C-K or R-O-C-K.
Hall?
Rockhill.
Rockhill Street.
R-O-C-K. Rockhill or something like that.
Rockhill Street.
Yeah, Maryhill, Glasgow.
Maryhill, Glasgow. Did you remember the postcode or anything like that?
No, I was really kidding. Okay. I've been down in England 55 years now.
Yeah.
My memory's a bit dull. I can remember my schools and that.
All the schools?
I can remember the school,
We'll move on to that shortly.
Yeah.
I found one here, so it's R-U-C-H-I-L-L. Does that ring a bell?
Rock, share that again, please.
R-U-C-H-I-L-L.
Yeah, Rockhill, I think that's it, yeah. Yeah, Rockhill Street, Maryhill, Glasgow.
Perfect. Just grabbing the postcode, G29QTV. Few seconds, sorry.
Okay.
Just making sure I've got everything here. Can I take your current address?
Yes, it's 101 Braystone Road.
What was that, sorry? 111?
Not 101. 101 Braystone Road.
Braystone Road.
My native.
Yeah.
CV11 4QS.
Sorry, and just your date of birth again. Sorry, it's come off.
24th of the 7th, 1959. Sorry.
It's okay. 1959. So have you received any relevant payments for the Criminal Injuries Compensation Authority related to anything? No?
No.
And do you have any criminal convictions?
I have, that was in 1983.
What were they regarding, sorry?
Well, me and my two brothers, we got a sentence of manslaughter and we served 6 years.
Okay. So that may affect your application, but it's all this is discretionary, so we'll pop it on and then, No worries. 6 years, did you say?
6 years, I said, that's it. I've got a 9 year sentence. That was in 1983.
Okay, 1983. 9 years, but you served six.
Yeah.
So, just need to take some details for the care settings you were in. So, how many were there?
Pardon?
And the care settings you were in Scotland.
Well, it didn't happen in Scotland. Oh, the care homes. Sorry.
The care homes, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I can't remember. As it says, it's between 5 and 8 years of age, or 5 and 7 when I went to these care homes. When the care homes, they were residential schools.
Yeah. Do you have any names that may ring a bell? Or
I don't. Honestly, God. I just know I was there. I've been to these places. Can't remember them.
Is it residential? What was it called? Residential school?
Residential schools. They were. Well, what happened was my father was ill. My mother was Spanish. Come from Ireland. 8 other siblings, and we were very poor at the time, so they used to go there for 3-4 months at a time.
Yeah. Should I just see if any of them, if you were to hear the names, would it ring a bell if possible?
Honest, I've been trying myself to find it, but I don't know where they were.
So I've just got a list here, just if any of them ring a bell. So we've got Lomond.
No, I think it was in Kilmarnock. I went to two different ones. There was two different ones I went to.
In Kilmarnock. Were they both in Kilmarnock?
I think it was one was in Kilmarnock. I don't know where the other one was. It was right on the countryside at both of them.
So we've got Craigie Residential School or Closefern House School.
I don't know. They were sending many children from Glasgow to these residential schools. I ain't got a clue.
Okay. Give me 2 seconds. I just need to check my colleague to see what we can do regarding finding the names. Hiya, sorry, I'm back.
Yeah,
so it's just double checking what we could do to look into figuring out the names of places. With the data you've given me, so with the GP and the area and stuff, we should be able to gather it together.
Yeah, My younger brother was sent most of our families to these children's these residential schools. I went there with my younger brother, and I also went there with my older brother. I think my sisters were put into these residential schools as well. So
So when you were placing these, was it for long periods of time or was it multiple short stays? What was it?
Multiple stops, stays. It was 3 months, 3 or 4 months at a time. I went there.
No worries. Okay, so I'll just need to take. Let me double check. I've just got all your data in. So I now need to take some details, so some statements in relation to each care setting that you were placed in. So just a brief overview of everything that happened while you were at these places.
Yeah.
2 seconds. So the statement just helps us, so it helps the panel understand everything that went on, so they can make the judgment and decision of the award and everything like that.
Yeah.
So just remind us, so you can pause, take breaks, skip questions, or come back to difficult topics at any time. So are you okay to begin?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. So obviously you're not too sure of the names of the institutions yet. Are you able to give me any names that you remember of people that were there? That anything you recall?
I just know my younger brother was there, and my older brother was there. I can't remember. As I said, I'm talking when I was 5, 6 years of age, 7 years of age.
Memory. Approximately age 5 to 7, did you say, or 5 to 8?
5 to, I left class school when I was 9, so 4 to 8.
No worries. So are you able to give me just a brief statement of anything you remember?
I remember leaving Glasgow Central Station on a bus, me and my younger brother. We would be taken to one of these children's homes. It was really rough. As soon as I got in, it was emotional abuse that I got there, emotional and physical abuse. That's all I can remember that's happened to me at these places.
Yeah.
When I first went to the first one, I remember I got dragged into this this room. I was stripped naked, and my head was shaved. I was put in a cold bath. I can't remember much of about what happened.
Yeah.
But I get flashbacks, getting beaten up by members of the staff. Like something with my food. I remember getting a lady trying to force me to eat my food because I'm a very funny eater.
Yeah.
And she was just belting me and dragging me all around the dining hall. Just name calling, so I remember that. I'm getting flashbacks with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
there's a lot of name calling, a lot of degrading, slapping. Very disciplined it was. And the food, I remember slugs and that and the food and the cabbage and.
Yeah.
But that's all I can remember about it. Getting degraded, shouted at, getting slapped.
A lot of emotional.
Yeah, it was a lot of obvious, getting called names. Instead of my name being Raphael.
What was that, sorry?
especially my name being Raphael. It was like a target. It wasn't like it was a target with the other kids as well. With the other kids as well, I was getting bullied with the other kid. And,
so was this done by other kids there, or was it done by staff?
Well, it was done by both. I was getting bullied by both staff and the children. I'm only a small. I've always been small.
So it's more of you due to your name and your size, you were a target.
And I remember running away. Me and my younger brother, we ran away. I just can't put my head together what happened, what made us run away. But I think one of the women who's in charge, and I tell you what happened was, there's a big black chauffeur car, and there's this old woman with a fur coat, or no, all them old fur coats, and you've got that, like, a dead animal around your neck.
Yeah,
it was one of them. That showed you how long back it was. And she, I remember she had a black car.
It was a big black car.
Like, it was a chauffeur-driven car as well.
Yeah.
Well, me and my younger brother. But they just dropped us off at the house. They just never went in. Like, no, we were just dropped off. But no.
Is this when you were first placed there, or is this when they took you away from the care home?
Well, this is when I ran away from the care home. We ran away. But
you ran away and then you got picked up by...
We got picked up by them. And they took us home. They never... I can't remember why we ran away. You just dropped us at the house, me and my younger brother.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been getting counseling in England because I was at 5 different children's homes in England.
Yeah.
And now things are getting, I'm getting things that I can't remember. Things are coming back to me. I'm getting flashbacks as well.
With this, obviously, you can take as much time as you need remembering anything. If you ever feel you're in a space where you're comfortable to speak more, if you get any more flashbacks or anything like that, you can always give us a call and we can add more in. Obviously, because it's a very neurological thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So you tend to forget things. So if you ever feel comfortable enough to call us back, always feel more than welcome to do that as well. So with this one here that we're talking about now, is that the two of them combined, just all your memories kind of in one?
No, they're ones. I remember they're children's homes. I think it's two children's homes that I went to.
Is
that the first one? That was the first one. That was the second one. I just remember getting beaten by the staff and by the boys again. Getting bullied and beaten by both staff and boys.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, because of my name or because I was Italian, Irish, or maybe different, I don't know. Maybe it's my name, Raphael Viola, or because I'm Italian and Irish, I don't know. But I was getting picked on regular. All the children's homes, I think that was the main cause of them all. But I remember getting beaten up in the toilets after we came at football in that home. I remember the staff, they just used to like, kick you, slap you, call your names.
Sorry, I'm just writing all this down.
Yeah.
You're saying it was because of your name and obviously the standout for you being Italian and Irish, they just found you a target, didn't they?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Actually, we were immigrants at them days. My mum couldn't speak Spanish, my dad was half Italian, half Irish. Come from a big family.
Your mum was Spanish, did you say?
Yeah, she couldn't speak any English.
So you say you were placed in like short term care multiple times. What was the situation surrounding that? So were you back at home or What was the gaps and?
We just put it back at home because what it was, I think there was too many of us. As I said, there was 9 of us, and we were poor and empty. Glasgow was full of slums.
Yeah.
My dad was in and out of hospital all the time. So I think it was just a respite. They put many children in residential schools in them days.
Yeah. No worries. That's perfect. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with me. If there's anything else that you remember, obviously you can always give us a call back, or if it's during any point of this phone call, just let me know and I can jump back on it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But I just remember getting beaten many times. Yeah. You know, at the second children's home, getting slapped and name calling. As I said, by members of staff and the lads.
Yeah, name calling, getting beaten, staff. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Are there any? I'm not too sure if I asked already, but if there's any names of any staff or any other children in the care.
No, I was doing a small child at the time.
That's okay. No worries. So following the statements, obviously, if you remember anything else, just let me know and we can run back to that.
Yeah.
That was thank you very much for that. So following on from that, so just want to explain to you now the two types of applications that can be pursued. So the fixed payment of £10,000 is the first one. So this is just a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of abuse you've suffered. And then the individual assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a panel dependent on the level of abuse. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and the severity of what we've just spoken about and stuff, so we are pursuing the individual assessed payments. So I recommend that for you. So you will not be required to attend any meetings with the Scottish Redress Scheme in person, and we'll provide a detailed witness statement on your behalf to the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So based on everything you said today, so would you be okay for us to carry on with that one?
Yes, please. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
2 seconds. So based on the information you provided today, the next step would be, so we'd be sending you the client care letter, the conditional fee agreement, letter of authority, and then we'll send a request over for proof of address and proof of identity. So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed.
Yeah.
So I'll, due to the fact, so obviously with them, I would normally send them over now for you so we can have a look at them together or if you needed any help.
Yeah.
But I just need to do a bit more research to find out if I can get the names of the homes you were at to pop it on.
I could tell you the name of the school that I was at, the primary school.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get the records from there or the social services.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
The school was called Our Lady of Assumption.
Mary Our Hall Lady. Council. Our Lady of Assumption.
Yeah, that was the school that I attended to.
Was that in Maryhill as well?
Obviously, Maryhill was a Catholic school.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
And I think my doctor is called Dr. Savage. Dr. Savage. Yeah.
I'll have a look into that for you. So I'll send those over soon. And then I can, when I've finished it all up and sent them over, I can give you a call back if you need. So I can just explain that, like how to navigate and sign over the documents. Or you can take time to read everything and sign return them in your own time. But I'll give you a call back when I've sorted that if you'd like.
That's great. Thank you very much.
That's everything that we need for today. So that was nice. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.